This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9, on the eve of a new series of X Factor about to launch on our TV screens, it seems like last year's series just keeps on giving. With the likes of the winners of Cyrus and runners-up Jess and Matt and Louise Adams, you'd have thought we were done. But no, there's another star in our midst, thanks to 2015 X Factor. She joins us now, Nat Conway. Welcome to Joy.
Thank you. What an intro.
I do my best. Now, thank you, first of all, for having a chat with us on the phone a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thanks for having me. I thought I recognised that voice.
It was lots of fun. Now, let's get back to basics a little.
Mm.
What part of Australia did you grow up?
I grew up in Sydney. So, I'm sort of born there. My dad's from Liverpool in the UK. Uh-huh. Mum's from Sydney. And I was born in Sydney and lived in Sydney my whole life, except for a couple of years I was in Newcastle. So I'm pretty boring. I've travelled a lot, but I haven't really ever lived in another country for a long time. So Australia is definitely my home.
Okay. And almost pretty much definitely a New South Welsh person as
well. Yes, probably. Exactly.
All right. Who were your idols as you grew up?
Oh, my gosh. Did not see that question coming. Thanks for that one. I don't know. I mean, when I was younger, my focus, I was really into two things, and that was ballet and horse riding. So my idols were probably completely different. They were probably from, you know, those areas rather than from music. But I'd say probably, and this might sound corny, but my two probably biggest idols and still are today is probably my mum and dad.
I think that's a particularly good answer,
yeah.
Particularly if they're listening.
Well, I just wanted to win some brownie points, yeah. Hopefully, you know, so I get a good Christmas present this year. I don't know.
Absolutely. All right. So what about, did you watch music talent shows then as you grew up?
I did. And in fact, I was just talking about this as I was coming here in the car. Young Talent Time. That was huge in my house. Mum and I would watch it together. And I suppose I was probably taking stuff in without realizing it at the time.
Who were your favourites at the time?
Well, I was a little bit swayed by my mum's preferences, but I still think this woman is incredible today. So Tina Arena.
Yes, of course.
Dani Minogue. And there was another girl. I think her name was Ricky Arnott. Mm-hmm. And she was one of those ones that wasn't on there for very long. And I remember I asked my mum if I could write her a note to ask if she could come over to play and stay the night. And mum said she'd mail it for me. And but Ricky never wrote back.
Right.
But mum may not have mailed it. So.
May not have. I'm
not quite sure what happened there.
I think a lot of people can relate to what you just said. So
yeah.
Fantastic.
I promise if anyone writes me a note, I'll write back though. And you won't suffer the emotional trauma that I've suffered.
Okay, I'll remember that when I'm writing to you.
Okay, I'll remember to write back.
Now, you've actually been making music and recording for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-X Factor, what was the music moment you've most been proud of?
I've written a lot of music for sort of underground house, dance, that sort of genre. And I had done a lot of songwriting for a record. They're a UK record label called Defected. Mm-hmm. And prior to releasing Everybody's Free, I'd say one of my proudest moments was releasing a song Undefected with Sonny Federa that went number one in sort of all the underground charts.
Right.
And then I sort of thought that was it. I'd made the big time and there'd never be anything bigger than that. So, and then, you know, here we are today.
Yeah.
So it goes to show what can happen.
Well, you're no stranger to us musically. We chatted about this a few weeks ago.
I know. I said I was so humbled to find out that you guys had been playing some of my songs. I literally thought that aside from, you know, maybe some illegal downloads that probably mum and dad were the only ones that had ever bought them. So I was really grateful for that.
I was actually chatting to Jolly on Petch the other day because he's done a fantastic new remix on a new Nervo track.
Yeah, he has. He has. He's great.
And he actually said, oh, amazing, thanks for the shout out with the Nat Conway interview. So he's listening as well.
Oh, that's very nice. Well, if you're listening, Jolyon, love your work. You're awesome.
He's actually taken off big time.
He has. Goes to show the ones who have got the heads down working quietly in the background. You know, it can happen. It can happen eventually if you keep trying.
Absolutely. Now, more recently, post X Factor, I think, I did notice that you may have played a particular New Year's Day party in Sydney this year.
I did.
You played a bit of day wash?
I did. I did not know what I was in for when I walked into that party, let me tell you. I was overdressed.
I was going to say, did you cope with the sea of shirtless buff men?
You know what? I was all right. I made it through. I tried not to look. You know, it was obviously hideous to look at.
All right. So, would there be some more parties like that on the horizon, do you think?
I'd love to hope so. Last year I did a New Year's Day party there, and then I did a New Year's Eve party here in Melbourne. New Year's Day Eve party here in Melbourne at Track. And they were both so much fun. Everyone gets really dressed up. Mm-hmm. It's just a really like warm vibe. Everyone's just having fun and laughing and making jokes. And yeah, like everyone's drinking and having fun, but no one's getting out of control. I don't know. It's just maybe I was there too early to see them getting out of control. But it was just nice to be able to, you know, walk off stage and have photos with people and have a chat. And everyone's just had such a nice welcoming vibe.
Yeah. Look, good vibes is very much a lot of the parties that our community are very good at, I think.
It really is. It makes it fun. It makes you, you know, want to go and give more and stay and perform longer, you know.
Right. Well, the next time you're doing that one, I'll make sure I'm there.
Okay. All right.
Stage.
All right. Well, you're currently wearing too much to be able to go to that party.
Rude. I might need to go to the gym.
Get some baby oil. Yeah.
Now, the big news for you this year, of course, is being signed to Sony Music.
Mm-hmm.
And we're rocking along with your first major label single, Everybody's Free, which is a song that we talked about earlier. You brought along with you. It was your audition song for X Factor. It's something you've sort of held in your back pocket as a good friend over the years.
Yeah, it has. It has.
But you got to produce it, the single version, with MNEK out of Britain. What was it like? Did you actually get to work with him?
Yeah. So I was really, really lucky. The label organised for me to fly to London, and I went to his studio and recorded it with him in the flesh. And he's absolutely lovely. He when I went there, he was just kind of dressed in these kind of weird, cool, pyjama-y kind of tracksuit. And he was just wearing some socks, and it was a rainy, miserable day outside. And we just had a cup of tea and talked, and then said, all right, well, how should we make the beat? And then from scratch, he just started making the beat, and we kind of created it together. And then, we started recording the vocals, and it was just like I'd known him for my whole life. He's so down to earth. He's such a nice guy. And he's very good at what he does.
Absolutely. Did he happen to introduce you to Zara Larsson while you were
there? She wasn't around. She wasn't around. But ironically, on that same trip, I was lucky enough to go to Sweden and recorded a place called 10 Studios. And that's actually the same label that she signed to. So I got to meet a lot of people that had written songs with her, maybe even sang into the same microphone as her. I don't know. I didn't meet her, though.
All right. Well, maybe next time.
Yeah, hopefully next time.
The production on Everybody's Free, for a song that's, 25 years old.
Yeah.
It's very contemporary.
Yeah, that's what we kind of wanted to do, because it can be a bit of a risk or a challenge, you know, doing a cover, because especially a song like Everybody's Free. It's such an iconic song. Everybody has known it, and it has been covered before.
Mm-hmm.
When it was in the Romeo and Juliet movie. So we really wanted to make sure that we did something that was stayed true to the song and kept with the, you know, original message that the song was conveying, but from a production perspective, you know, kind of brought it into now and kept it fresh. And I really think we've done that. I might be biased, but I feel like we've done that.
I think you have too. So well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now you're generally described as a dance pop artist, and I know you've mentioned that house music is where your heart is.
It is.
Which pretty much makes you a dream artist for Joy Playlists.
Well, they make their dream listeners to me then.
So what is the goss on upcoming music? Are you going to make me a very happy person?
Well, hopefully I am. So luckily, because of all the music I'd done previously and sort of underground house scene, I haven't left that alone. I'm still doing that and still releasing music and writing music on that in that level. But also, it's really nice to be able to now have all these new fans that are either know me from X Factor or who, you know, didn't know me at all. And I'm still writing sort of the commercial dance stuff. But ideally, it's trying to bring it both together. Mm-hmm. So to get something that is commercial and that, people will love to listen to on the radio, but can still have that elements of a house in it. So hopefully we get something, we get the best of both worlds. That's what I'm working on at the moment.
A big female vocal on a house track right now. Now, that wouldn't be something that's slightly popular at the moment.
I don't think anyone's ever done that before. Hopefully they'd like that.
I think 2016 might be your year now.
I hope so. Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed and I'll keep working hard.
All right. We're looking very much forward to new music as well. What's coming up for the rest of the year for you?
A lot of the same stuff I was saying before, right? Like writing music. So that's actually where I'm at my happiest. Yeah. Besides performing it, writing it, it's so great. I've got quite a lot of loud songs at the moment, but it's just a matter of trying to just pick that right one, and for the right time as well. Mm-hmm. Hopefully quite a few more live performances, because that's the thing that's the best of all. It's all very well to make this music, but you want to have people to perform it to. I want to see their faces and see them singing along. So hopefully some live performances coming up, but that'll all be on my Facebook and Instagram and social media. Can Fantastic. Keep everyone informed about what's going on.
Yeah, if I know anything about the release schedule in Australia, we've probably missed the boat for another 2016 release, I would guess.
I don't know. Unless I somehow write the hit of the century, magically, they might squeeze it in. But I don't know. Might be. We'll see.
If not, we'll be looking forward to a banger of 2017.
Oh, thank you.
All right. The single is Everybody's Free right now. It is contemporary. It is amazing. It's huge. Get onto it.
Yes.
Nat Conway, thanks for coming and seeing us right here.
Yes. Now I know what you look like. And I'll see you at Daywash without a shirt on next time.
Yes. I'm going to have to get to the gym.
I nearly had you speechless then.
I've done it before, but I need to get back to the gym.
All right.
All right. Nat Conway, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.